Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, we read this about Jesus. It says, Jesus left Judea and started back to Galilee, but he had to go through Samaria. You know, there are actually two routes by which an individual could make the passage between Judea and Galilee, and frankly, only one required traveling through Samaria. So the assertion that Jesus had to go through Samaria on his way to Galilee is not actually geographically accurate, which suggests that Jesus was drawn by God to go to the land of the Samaritans to demonstrate, I think, God's all-inclusive love for people. Now, Jesus entered a region of Palestine viewed as ritually unclean, and he spoke alone with a woman, which was socially unacceptable. He made a habit of going where others refused to go and speaking with people that others walked past without taking notice. To follow Jesus' example, then, for us, means to cross lines that separate people one from another. And we do that so that God's family might be united in fellowship, in friendship, and in love. We always need to think about what lines do we need to cross in order for God's people to come together. Let's pray together. Lord God, we learn through the Gospels that Jesus was always venturing into new lands and encountering new people and expanding your love and your interest in others beyond what had been imagined. Help us, Lord God, to be as creative and expansive in our thinking as we think about, pray about, how we might be a source for people coming together in our families, where estrangement might dwell, in our offices, where angst might reign at times, in your world that aches and breaks too often. Help us to know how to reach out and reach beyond in order to bring together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.